Chapter 2. Did I do something to make Han Guangjun not like me? Mo Xuanyu asked. Jiang Cheng wasn't expecting the question, so he reacted as usual. Incredulous glare with a side order of, "Who are you to dare to talk to me directly?" Which, to nobody's surprise, was massive overkill for a shrinking violet like Mo Xuanyu, who quailed at once. "I'm sure he likes you fine," Jiang Cheng said hastily, trying to make up for it. He hadn't had much practice at trying to be not scary in years. "What makes you say that?" He wasn't really good at making conversation, either, but he was the only one here right now. They'd all been taking shifts to support Mo Xuanyu with spiritual energy, per the doctor's recommendation for treating the mercury poisoning that was still affecting his mind, and Jiang Cheng usually volunteered to take the late-night, early-morning shift, because Lons simply weren't properly functional at those hours until their official wake-up time hit. Also, it was the one time he could generally guarantee Wei Wuxian would be either busy or napping, and he wouldn't have to deal with any of that. He knew he'd eventually have to deal with Wei Wuxian, but not yet. Right now, he turned to look at Mo Xuanyu, who was lying very still, covered in acupuncture needles to the point that he resembled a pincushion. He had very large eyes that suggested trembling even when he wasn't, and that irked Jiang Cheng somehow, when he'd already made an effort not to be scary. "He doesn't seem happy when I'm around," Mo Xuanyu explained. "That's not about you," Jiang Cheng said gruffly. "Han Guangjun just doesn't like people. You wouldn't believe it based on his righteous reputation, but he can be a real ass to people." Jiang Cheng supposed that the ice block must like someone, given how often jokes were made about him looking as though his wife had died, but he'd never seen it in person. When they were young, Lan Wangji had always been stern and cold, with occasional bouts of being snappish, especially towards Wei Wuxian. There'd been a few months during the Sunshot campaign when he'd been a little softer, during the time they were looking for Wei Wuxian together, but he'd gone straight back to asshole right after, sticking his nose into everyone's business and harassing Wei Wuxian for his demonic cultivation. And once Wei Wuxian had died, he'd gone into seclusion for years on end, only to come back as his current glacial self. "No, that's mostly just to you, I think," Mo Xuanyu said. "He's very polite to all the juniors, everyone in the Lan sect, even Jin Liying." Jiang Cheng really hated that his first thought was, "At least I'm unique." Because being the only man Han Guangjun is consistently rude to was a stupid prize to be happy to win, and he knew it. He didn't even like Han Guangjun enough to care what the man thought. "But I really do think it's something about me in particular. Recently, I've noticed that he seems to scowl when I'm around."
"There's a time when he's not scowling?"
"I mean, actually scowl, as opposed to being expressionless?" Jiang Cheng tilted his head to the side, reviewing instances in which he'd observed the two of them, then nodded.
"That might be the case, actually."
Mo Xuanyu sighed, sounding almost relieved by the confirmation. "I don't know why. I didn't think I behaved all that badly when we first met, and I never met him at Koi Tower before." Jiang Cheng didn't like to think of Mo Xuanyu and Koi Tower. He'd only ever seen Mo Xuanyu distantly, a wallflower even when decked out in Lanling gold, and Jiang Cheng hadn't been in Lanling for very many visits during the short time Mo Xuanyu had been there. A few years, maybe, half a decade at most. And most of that time, Jiang Cheng had been focused on his sect or his nephew to the exclusion of everything else. Still, his first up-close view had been truly disturbing. All the more so because Jin Liying clearly hadn't realized that it was so disturbing. Because Jin Liying, his Jin Liying, thought it was somehow normal for what had once been a perfectly ordinary, if shy, man to suddenly become a lunatic, raving with fits and terrified of everyone dressed in yellow.
he'd have to have words with Jing Guangyao about it whenever he found the time. Had they done something wrong in raising Jin Liang? And who was it that had so tormented Mo Xuanyu while he was there? Surely Jing Guangyao would know something. It was all extremely uncomfortable, and doubly complicated by the fact that Jiang Cheng himself had been driven to the edge of a nervous breakdown when he heard Wei Wuxian's voice again after all these years. He dreamed of his Shixiang coming back the way he used to be before the war and ruined everything. He'd had nightmares of him coming back too. Not again. I don't want to have to kill him again. Please, no. But somehow, the idea that he'd come back as a cat had just been too much. They said only the worst sort of people reincarnated as animals. Later, of course, he learned about the body-sacrificing array. He'd nearly been sick at the thought of Wei Wuxian's familiar gaze looking out at him from Mo Xuanyu's big, trembling eyes. The actual man's soul gone who knows where. And the fact that someone had taught that and only that to Mo Xuanyu, intending on squeezing him dry and then discarding him to use as the shell? It was sickening. He should have paid more attention. And anyway, I can't figure out what it might be. Well, think over what the instances that you saw him scowling were, and figure out what there was in common, Jiang Cheng said. Circulating spiritual energy into another person was tiring, but not necessarily mentally stimulating. It wouldn't be too much to devote some time into the puzzle of the mysterious scowling Han Guanjun. Were you at a particular location? No. Once I was at the dining hall, once walking through the field, a few times in here. Were you doing anything specific? I don't really think so. I don't really do anything. That was certainly true. Maybe they should be encouraging Mo Xuanyu to pick up a hobby. Jiang Cheng thought about it a bit more. Would you say Han Guanjun scowls at me? He asked. Mo Xuanyu was caught by surprise and failed to hide his smile. It was a surprisingly cute smile, broader and more full-fledged than Jiang Cheng would have expected from such a shy person. It transformed his whole face, his eyes crinkling at the sides, his cheeks dimpling, his nose scrunching up. Really, surprisingly cute. Was that what Mo Xuanyu would have looked like if it weren't for the poison and the abuse? Yes, Sandu Shengshou, Mo Xuanyu said, his eyes twinkling a little in his amusement. Han Guanjun always scowls at you. Jiang Cheng felt a stupid little spike of pleasure, which, damn it, he does not care. Stupid prizes were not worth winning. He just had to keep reminding himself that. Well, that's something then, he said, deciding not to think about it. Much like he was not thinking about Wei Wuxian, very purposefully. That means it's not you he doesn't like, because then he'd scowl every time instead of just sometimes. Is there anyone with you during those times? Mo Xuanyu pursed his lips when he thought. I don't think so, he said doubtfully. It's usually just me and Wei Wuxian. It couldn't possibly be Wei Wuxian, though. They like each other. You think so? Jiang Cheng asked, surprised. Why? Well, I mean, they're always together, aren't they? Unless Wei Wuxian's with me, Han Guanjun is always keeping him company. In the library pavilion, in the dining hall, in the cold spring. Jiang Cheng was starting to get flashbacks to his teenage days. Surely you mean that Wei Wuxian is the one keeping Han Guanjun company, he said, because that sounded much more likely. Or, well, pestering him? Mo Xuanyu shook his head. Han Guanjun brought him a little bit of meat from the town outside, he said. He must have gone there especially to get it, since there's no meat in the dining hall here. And he even let him have a jar of some wine. That did not sound right. Whether from the perspective of what Jiang Cheng knew about Lan Wangji, or about the Lan sect rules, or even, well, general guidelines for what was appropriate to feed to a cat. You're sure? Here, come to the window. I'll show you. Somehow, Jiang Cheng found himself on the bed next to Mo Xuan Yu, shuffling around carefully so that he could look out the window without being too obvious about it. Just across the way, Lan Wangji was standing guard at one of the central areas of the cloud recesses. Judging the time, he would have just finished up the last leg of his patrols, having presumably utilized his considerable willpower to stay awake until this hour. As they watched, a faint wind picked up, ruffling Lan Wangji's hair and causing the ends of his forehead ribbon to flutter gently. The picture would have been one of the classic cultivator, lonely but righteous, standing sentinel on behalf of others, except for the fact that Wei Wuxian was crouched right behind him, red ribbon and black tail and all, doing his level best to leap up high enough to catch the ribbon. Jiang Cheng briefly closed his eyes. That idiot! Mo Xuan Yu elbowed him lightly. Open your eyes, you'll miss it! Jiang Cheng felt absurdly proud over the fact that Mo Xuan Yu had apparently gotten over his fright, well enough to do as much as that, and opened his eyes. His eyebrows went up as he watched Lan Wangji, still stone-faced as always, but, and it was perhaps a trick of the light, a little softer than usual, leaned down to rub Wei Wuxian's ears, and to pull out a bit of dried fish from his sleeve where he'd clearly been keeping a stash. He even crouched down to better speak to him, taking into account that Wei Wuxian was, while moderately porcine for a cat, now much smaller than him. There was a great deal of staring happening. It took nearly the length of two incense sticks for Jiang Cheng to actually process what he was seeing. Han Guanjun likes cats? No, Mo Xuan Yu said, his lips twitching. He likes Wei Wuxian. Isn't it obvious? It was, in fact, a little obvious. When you say like, Mo Xuan Yu reached out his own paw and patted Jiang Cheng's arm in sympathy. Trust one cut sleeve to know another, he said, and then he left his hand on Jiang Cheng's arm. But when did they even start? Jiang Cheng asked, honestly bemused. They were always at each other's throats before, and he's a cat now. Don't tell me that Han Guanjun has some strange... I've heard things about cat boys. Mo Xuan Yu burst out into giggles. Where did you hear about that? An old acquaintance with bad taste and a penchant for sharing it, Jiang Cheng said, since obviously Mo Xuan Yu wouldn't know who Nie Huaisang was. It's not that, though, is it? They must have, before. That would explain Lan Wangji's decade-long mourning for a dead wife, he supposed. Also, his seemingly inexplicable resentment of both the Jin sect and Jiang Cheng personally. I think so. Jiang Cheng was going to murder Wei Wuxian for not telling him that he'd apparently run off to have a whirlwind romance with Lan Wangji during the time he'd been the Yilin Patriarch. That was the only time when it was possible, since Jiang Cheng had been there all the other times, and he was pretty sure they didn't get together before that. If only because Wei Wuxian wouldn't have been able to resist boasting about it. In fact, it was a little strange that he hadn't done so now, cat or no cat. It wasn't as if everyone didn't know he was planning to cultivate towards a human form as quickly as possible, so why wouldn't he... A horrible thought crossed Jiang Cheng's mind. Does Wei Wuxian know? Does he like him back? Mo Xuan Yu pursed his lips. You know, I'm not sure. I thought you said cut sleeves could tell. Well, the whole cat thing has been throwing me off a bit. Jiang Cheng covered his eyes with a hand. I don't think I can deal with this. The cat thing was bad enough. At least it explains your issue. Mo Xuan Yu, who'd finally removed his hand, blinked. What? Wei Wuxian is a perpetual headache that exists for the sole purpose of tormenting me, Jiang Cheng explained, because really, it was the only logical conclusion at this point. He wished that he loved the man, cat, a little bit less. It would make every bit of it much less agonizingly personal. But apparently, Han Guangjun likes that sort of thing. So whenever Wei Wuxian is spending time with you... You think he's been drinking vinegar? About me? Han Guangjun? Why not? You're open about the fact that you cut your sleeve. Wei Wuxian is already protective of you, and it's not as if you're not cute. It makes sense that he'd be worried, especially if he's been pining all these years. Mo Chuanyu had turned pink. Cute, he said dazedly, reaching up and pressing his hands to his cheeks as if that would help cool them down. Don't do that, Jiang Cheng said irritably. You're covered in needles that you really shouldn't be moving around. Here, lie back down already. Mo Chuanyu obediently shuffled back into place, and Jiang Cheng returned to his previous place as well. I'll need to talk to Wei Wuxian about it, he said mournfully. Even after everything that had happened between them, it was his duty as Wei Wuxian's only living relative to make sure the idiot wasn't getting involved in something he shouldn't. I don't want to talk to Wei Wuxian. He doesn't even like me anymore. That was the problem, too. Sandu Xiongshou, just call me Zheng Cheng. Everyone does. He was pretty sure he hadn't even heard his courtesy name without a heavy dose of sarcasm or cringe-inducing toadying at any point in the last 5 years, and his title was far too formal if the goal was to be less intimidating. What, do you have an idea on how to make this easier? It's just a thought. It couldn't be worse than any of Jiang Cheng's. I'm listening. What is it? Have you considered catnip?